Well, it's Saturday, February 6th, and there's another update on the immunological escape by the UK variant at B.1.1.7. I reported yesterday a recombinant that basically had involved both the B.1.1.7 and the B.1.351, which is the South African version. I'm sorry, South African variant. And what had happened there is each of those variants has three deletions in the spike gene, and this recombinant had three from each. So it had all six of the deletions. And it also changed position 484 from an E to a K. And the change of position 484 wasn't new. It was evolving over time. It's been going on for about a month or so. And there's a report that came out in the UK on the appearance of E484K on the UK the UK variant genetic background. That particular change is present in both the Brazilian and South African, and it's associated with vaccine resistance. So it was concerning that that is starting to appear and spread in the UK. It initially was just in England, and then it spread to Wales, and then it spread to Scotland, and then it spread to Ireland. And today, it spread to the Netherlands. Now, the Netherlands actually has the change there is the E is changed to an A instead of a K. There were other changes in England. It had also changed to a D and a Q and a G. So the fact that the same position is changing to so many different amino acids is an indication that it's an important position, which was already known. There have been several studies that indicate that changing that position produces immunological escape from convalescent Anazara. It's also been reported that the one of the Regeneron monoclonal antibodies that had strong neutralization activity lost its neutralization activity when the E changed to an A. That change was also present in sequences isolated from the immunocompromised patient in Boston. He was 45 years old. He kept getting recurrences of the virus. He eventually died, and when he died, he had developed the E484A. Earlier, he had developed E484K, so he kind of overcame that change and got the virus under control, at least temporarily, and then it changed once again to from an E, instead of an E to a K, it changed from E to an A. So this is a change that's associated with the immunological escape. It's probably due to the fact that there's so much virus in the UK, and it's the UK variant, which normally has an E at that position, and that's an immunodominant position. So the host is frequently makes neutralizing antibodies directed at that receptor binding domain region, and that blocks the virus. But when it changes the E to a K, the neutralizing antibodies don't bind to the virus, and the virus is able to get into the cells. So that's the one piece of news that indeed it is expanding. And then on a somewhat related note, Helix, as I mentioned before, does the S dropout tests, which target PCR results for having lost the ability to detect the S gene because they're using a primer that binds to the region that's deleted in the in the UK variant. It's position 69 and 70 in the protein, and there is a deletion there in the variant that doesn't bind the primer, so it gives a negative. And the assay does two other PCR targets. One is the ORF1AB gene, the other is the N gene, and both of those are positive. So strong positives on those two with a negative on the S gene is an indication that is the variant. And it looks like Helix updated their webpage, and they are still going strong in both Florida and California. They've identified 167 in Florida, which is the lion's share of the variants identified there, and they've done 122 in California, which is also the lion's share of the variants there. They've expanded to some additional states, and their numbers have gone up. The numbers they've identified in Georgia is now up to 21, and then fourth place is Pennsylvania, where they're up to 8. And the more striking result from their website is that they track what percentage of the PCR positives end up giving this this negative result, this S dropout result. It's also called SGTF, for spike gene target failure. It's an abbreviation for the same results. So those results are now up to 6% of the samples. And it was at 1% for quite some time, from November through looks like towards the end of January, and then February has started to go up. And it looks like it's now up to 6%. It was up to 4% a day ago, 2 days ago. So 6% is an all-time high. It's a pretty steep curve, and it's an indication that the UK variant is becoming significantly more common at a pretty rapid pace.